So let's just recap. Now that you've looked at and hopefully will memorize the circle of fifths, the key is C, the 1, 3, 5, 7, 2, 4, 6. All right, the one is what?
C.
The three is what?
E. No, wait. It's E, I mean.
Is what?
Right? C, D, E. You said the third?
Is that we said E?
E, yeah.
E is right, correct. And then the fifth?
G.
G is right. And then seven?
A.
Can let's say the whole scale of C. Well, just say it out loud, like
I
C.
mean B, sorry.
Yeah, just say it for my purposes. Like we.
C, D, E, F, G, A, B.
Yeah, and actually, it just happens to be right above that on the sheet. You could cheat and just look at that C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And then from there, what is the 2 of C?
D.
Correct? What's the 4?
F.
And then the 6.
B.
Nope.
Oh, I mean A.
All right, good.
I was
And
thinking
then what is
seven.
the 9th and 11th and 13th?
The ninth, which is the second, right, is the
Yeah,
D.
correct.
The 11th, which is the sixth, is the A.
The
The 11th is
ele no, the
six.
11th is the fourth.
Oh, because it's set, minus seven, right? Okay, so it's the fourth.
Which is what?
Which is F?
Right.
And the 13 is the 6, so it's A.
Correct. So the answer on that whole line is E, G, B, D, F, A, D, F, A. All right, and then when we go to G major, you visualize where G is on the wheel, or in this case, just look at the sheet. It's at the 1 o'clock. Is that 1 o'clock? Yeah, 1 o'clock slot, and that has one sharp. And what is it?
F sharp.
And so, how do you say the key of G? Spell the whole key.
G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G.
Perfect. And now we just got to scramble those and assign them to each number. So the one is G, which it doesn't even ask you for. And what's the three?
Is B.
B is right.
The five is D.
Right.
The seven is F sharp.
Correct.
The second is A.
Right.
The fourth is C.
Yep.
The sixth is what am I thinking? What did I say before? Is F sharp? No,
F sharp's
the
the seventh.
seventh is F sharp. Is E.
Correct.
The ninth is A. No, the ninth is
Yeah, ninth is A.
A. Is A, yeah. The 11 thing is good. Since the
Well,
fourth is
remember it's
the.
a factor of 7, so 11 minus 7 equals 4.
Yeah. So I'm trying to. I'm like picturing multiple things in my mind right now.
Yeah.
So 11 minus 7 is 4. So then the fourth is. C.
Correct, correct.
And the sixth. That's what that is, right? The sixth is
The
E.
13th, which is the same as six,
Is E.
is E, correct. Great job. You got it right. And you did that in your head. When you could, for some of these keys that are like a lot more sharps and flats, you may have to write it on paper.
Breaking my brain.
But you did a great job. And I have to tell you already have all this on paper, and you're more than welcome to use it on your harmonized scale chart. Like if you look at the harmonized scale sheet, not only does it tell you the chords in each key, but the actual notes in each key. So now this is easy. Now let's go back to the worksheet. you shouldn't have to rely on, like, the reason to memorize the circle of fifths is to own it. And, you know, my friend is a trumpet player, head of the jazz department at Cornell, and he said he used to work in some guitar store. I can't remember if he said Guitar Center or something. And anytime someone would buy something, he would say, how do you spell an F sharp major 7 chord? And he would just do it just for a laugh. And, you know, lots of people would struggle with that question. But yeah, you know, just messing around. So you should be able to say F sharp, A sharp, C sharp, and E sharp. That would be how you spell an F sharp major 7 chord. Just like that. You know, to take ownership of this stuff. We'll talk about how it applies to actually playing in a minute. But you don't want to have to carry around the circle of fifths or even consult the harmonic scale charts constantly. But since you have them in front of you, it'll make the process a lot easier. If you do the key of D, right, all you do is look at the row of D. And this has Roman numerals, but you just, it's still the second, third, fourth, etc. So Now let's do the key of D. You have that visual aid to use. So the 3 of D is what?
F
sharp. Just, well, it's just the note F sharp. Okay.
So F sharp.
And 5.
A. C
7.
Sharp.
7 is C sharp, yeah.
I guess 2 is E minor.
2 is E. Just the note E.
Sorry, E. 2 is E. 4 is G.
Right.
6 is B. 9 is E. 11 is G. And 13 is B.
Correct. Perfect. So there's so many different ways that this helps you with your actual playing. We'll do a different file on, like, how this will help your guitar playing.